president's trade talk.
I like the idea of waiting till after the election for the China deal.
House report to lay out evidence.
The underpinning for the Democrats' impeachment case.
Prince Andrew's accuser speaks out.
He knows what happened. I know what happened.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin. President Trump shaking things up overseas, targeting the French president as the countries battle over planned tariffs on wine and cheese, and he's raised doubts about a trade deal with China anytime soon. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in London.
In a breakfast meeting with NATO's Secretary General, the president said he might not reach a trade deal with China for another year.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election.
The president insists the Chinese want an agreement now, but he says the decision to strike a deal is his alone.
It's if I want to make it. We'll see what happens.
Ahead of a sit-down with his French counterpart, Mr. Trump tore into Emmanuel Macron, who recently told an interviewer NATO is brain dead in the era of Trump.
It's very disrespectful.
Mr. Trump called it dangerous.
Nobody needs NATO more than France.
This day's first exchange with reporters lasted nearly an hour. The president was asked about Wednesday's impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, scheduled to take place while he is here in London.
I think it's very unpatriotic of the Democrats.
He insists the impeachment effort is going nowhere. Asked what he'd think of a lesser punishment, a House vote to censure him, the president rejected that out of hand.
Unacceptable. I did nothing wrong.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, London.
Well, back in Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes says House Democrats are poised to release a report in the impeachment inquiry.
It lays out the House Intelligence Committee's findings after 2 months of hearings and depositions. And Democrats tell us that their chief finding is that the president held up military aid to Ukraine and a coveted White House meeting while he and top officials pressured Ukraine's president to investigate campaign rival Joe Biden. Yesterday, House Republicans produced their own 120-page report, essentially a prebuttal of the Democrats' case. The GOP report insists there was, quote, no direct firsthand evidence that Mr. Trump improperly pressured the Ukrainian president.
And tomorrow, the House Judiciary Committee holds an impeachment hearing. The White House said no thanks to an offer to participate, calling it a sham. While airlines are trying to get schedules back to normal, utility crews are restoring power in several states after the big winter storm that dumped snow and ice over several days. CBS's Don Daler.
People coast to coast are enduring the wrath of a relentless storm finally on its way out.
It's really bad. Everyone should just really be careful.
But not before slamming the country with more heavy snow.
It's raining, then it's snowing. It's raining, then it's snowing.
Rain.
If we didn't have a wood stove, we wouldn't survive. There's no heat here.
Power outages and bitter cold. First responders and plow trucks are working around the clock to clear accidents and roads.
No luck in the search for a missing 6-year-old girl in eastern Arizona. She was in a vehicle that was swept away in floodwaters. Her brother and a cousin died. At least 2 deaths reported in the eastern Philippines today after a typhoon with wind gusts topping 140 miles an hour hit land. An American woman is speaking out, and what she's saying has raised more troubling questions about Britain's Prince Andrew. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Virginia Giuffre telling the BBC Jeffrey Epstein ordered her to sleep with Prince Andrew when she was 17.
This guy was sweating all over me. Like, his sweat was, like, basically everywhere, and I was just like, whoa. Grossed out from it.
Royal biographer Angela Levin.
You have two people who are saying absolutely the opposites. One's giving enormous detail and very emotional and very articulate. And the other person, Prince Andrew, gave a very, very poor performance.
The palace continues to deny all Giuffre's claims, but a lawyer for 5 of Epstein's accusers says he's planning to subpoena the prince to testify about sexual massages they say took place in Andrew's presence. Steve?
A new study of the homeless in the U.S. and 5 other countries finds 53% have suffered some kind of traumatic brain injury at some point in their lives. That's much higher than the general population. Researchers say it could be the injury is a consequence or even a contributing cause of their homelessness. Yet another health challenge for America's oldest living former president, 95-year-old Jimmy Carter. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Former President Jimmy Carter is being treated at a hospital close to his Plains, Georgia home for a urinary tract infection. Mr. Carter was released last Wednesday from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused by bleeding from several falls.
Now to California, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on a Republican congressman's corruption case.
After denying the accusations for more than a year,
I've done nothing wrong.
Duncan Hunter says he will enter a plea of guilty. The six-term congressman will admit misuse of campaign funds. He says he is doing this to protect his children. Hunter told San Diego station KUSI he is prepared to go to jail.
Whatever the time in custody is, I will take that hit.
Hunter indicates he will leave office, but is giving no specific date.
And prosecutors say Hunter and his wife spent more than $250,000 in campaign money on family trips, even airline tickets for a pet rabbit. In Wisconsin, Waukesha South High School is open today for classes after yesterday's gunfire in a classroom. Police Chief Russell Jack says it began when a student who had a gun was confronted by a school resource officer and police officers who responded and cleared out other students.
The suspect removed the handgun from his waistband and pointed it at the officers. An officer was forced to discharge his firearm, striking the suspect.
The 17-year-old student's in custody and in stable condition, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley.
I just am very thankful that we were in a situation where only one person was injured, and we aren't in a situation that could have been much, much worse.
Well, newly released international test scores show the gap widening between higher and lower performing U.S. students in reading and math, and the results from last year's exam indicate American kids have made no major gains and continue to trail their counterparts in Asian countries. There's news about one of the most popular side dishes in the American diet. We're at the drive-thru with CBS's Jim Shenavy.
You want fries with that? Well, good luck. According to potato processors, a poor harvest could mean a nationwide shortage of French fries. Key growing regions were hit with cold temperatures, frost, snow, and ice, and that took a big hit on the type of potatoes used in French fries. Combine that with record-high demand for fries from fast food chains and grocers, and spot shortages are likely to be unavoidable in the months ahead. You can also expect prices to be higher. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
The ventriloquist Terry Fader has had enough of his puppet sidekick, Donald Trump. The America's Got Talent winner, who's used the puppet and its pop-up hairpiece in his Vegas act since 2016, says it's time to scrub the politics from his show and move on. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.